is like one day away.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
40 years ago today at the Rainbow Theatre in London, The Who did their first show with Kenny Jones on drums. That was 8 months after we lost Keith Moon. Kenny Jones and Keith Moon, they're best buds. They were together the last night that Moon was alive, as a matter of fact, attending a Paul McCartney party for the release of the Buddy Holly story. Roger Daltrey is a big fan of Jones, but thought he would be a bad fit for The Who. Yep. Here's Roger Daltrey.
I would have given anything not to have joined The Who. You know, I'd have given anything to Mooney to still be there. There is only one drummer for The Who, and that's Keith Moon, and that's the way it'll always be. You know, but I did enjoy the opportunity. It was different, it was great, it was exciting, you know, like the Small Faces was the most creative band I've been in. The Faces was the most fun. The Who, I have to say, was most exciting.
Now, right after he joined, Phil Collins called Pete Townsend, not knowing that they already picked a drummer.
Keith died in the last, you know, a few months previous. And I said, what's happening with The Who? I'd love to play, you know. And he said, you just asked Kenny Jones. I would have left Genesis. I knew I could do that. And I didn't think they had it with Kenny. I didn't think they had it with Simon Phillips. And I went to see him at the Garden with Zach Starkey. And I thought, at last, you found a drummer that can do it.
Wow, he would have left Genesis. 20 years later, he was given the opportunity to play with The Who. Didn't do it.
They did ask me to rehearse with them to do a show at the Albert Hall. And I said no, because I didn't want to leave Switzerland. I had just got settled in Switzerland. There's one thing I should have done. Was to say, yeah, I'll do that. Rehearse for a week and do a show at the Albert Hall with The Who.
I don't care if you're a Genesis. You could have said you were with The Who. Burned it down. Woodstock 50, what happens? Is it happening? Is it not happening? Some people are saying it's done. The people that are organizing it say it's not done. John Fogerty, David Crosby, Santana, Dead & Company, Robert Plant. It was supposed to happen at Watkins Glen, but they lost their financial backing. The production partner, Superfly, they do Bonnaroo and Outside Lands, pulled out of the deal. So everybody's saying, well, that's it then. But the promoter's lawyer is saying, no, it's not. So we still have no idea.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.